With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Vice President Kamala Harris faced questions on the southern border invasion under the Biden-Harris administration during a Wednesday Fox News Channel's special report interview with Bret Baier. Harris was defensive and evasive from the beginning, as Baier led off the interview asking if Harris regretted the decision to terminate remain in Mexico at the beginning of her administration, within practically hours of taking the oath. Harris did not directly answer that question. Baier then asked Harris how many illegal immigrants have entered the country since the start of the Biden-Harris campaign. Harris would not give him an answer. Nebraska's high court rules on voting rights for felons.
In a ruling with implications for the upcoming election, Nebraska's high court says people with felony records can register to vote. The state Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that the Secretary of State had no authority to declare unconstitutional a state law that restored the voting rights of those who have been convicted of a felony. The official's order could have kept thousands of Nebraskans from voting in the November 5th election. Many reside in the Omaha area district that will offer the presidential candidates, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, one electoral vote in a dead heat race. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Kurt Campbell says Washington and its allies are alarmed by North Korea's nuclear and missile threats, as well as its increasing military support for Russia's war in Ukraine.
There are reports of further activities, including personnel. I think we are still evaluating those reports. We are concerned by them. And as I said, I think we agreed that we'll continue to monitor the situation closely.
This is SRN News. The Council of Europe will not endorse prostitution.
Much to the relief of Christians, pro-family groups, and law enforcement officials, the Council has decided not to vote on a resolution that would have urged all nations to decriminalize prostitution. As the leading human rights organ in Europe, the organization has significant influence with the scores of countries that are members. Critics of the resolution point out that sex trafficking is at an all-time high and that many of the victims are employed as prostitutes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police have arrested a man in Maryland for attacking Jewish people outside a synagogue. The man's accused of hitting people with a large wooden stick as they were leaving the Silver Spring Jewish Center in Kemp Mill. There's a large Jewish population surrounding Montgomery County, and some are questioning whether they are safe. Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, and the U.S. has not been spared. Things have gotten worse since last year's attack by terror group Hamas on Israel. This is SRN News. Another record-breaking day on Wall Street.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street following solid profit reports from Morgan Stanley, United Airlines, and other big companies. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% Wednesday, a day after sliding from its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 337 points to its record high. That's about 0.8%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Energy stocks were doing better than they were a day earlier. Stocks in the chip industry also held up better. That came a day after a warning about flagging demand from a key supplier to the chip-making industry. Dutch company ASML said on Tuesday that market segments outside of AI were taking longer than expected to recover. Seth Sutel, New York.
Tech giants Amazon and Google are investing in the next generation of nuclear reactors, both companies seeking new sources of electricity to meet increasing demand from data centers. More details at srnnews.com.